It's Thursday, May 15, 2025.
Eliminating consumer energy credits while preserving corporate loopholes isn't fiscal responsibility. It's a giveaway to the ultra wealthy and a betrayal of working families.
House Republicans' budget proposal effectively kills the Inflation Reduction Act's clean energy incentives. Trump EPA to roll back first ever limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. Plus,
this is a time of profound opportunity for our nation.
Australia's Labor Party wins big, doubling down on climate commitments.
Well, that's good to hear. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
For the Endangered Species Act, we're going to constrain what that means so that you can actually build things without wondering what's going to happen to the caterpillars.
And by constrain it, she means kill it, just like the caterpillars. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, first we had good news on elections out of Canada. Now we got them out of Australia.
Yes, we do. I am late getting to this, but in Australia, the Labor Party's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese secured a rare second term in a landslide election on May 3rd, with voters supporting a rapid shift to renewable energy and rejecting the Conservative Party's plans to slash investments in renewables and instead expand nuclear energy.
Excellent.
In his victory speech, Albanese reiterated his government's commitment to climate action for the benefit of all Australians.
Every Australian who knows that climate change is a challenge we must act together to meet for the future of our environment and knows the fact that renewable energy is an opportunity we must work together to seize for the future of our economy.
Here in the U.S., the Trump Environmental Protection Agency announced this week that it will roll back the first ever limits on 4 of 6 toxic PFAS forever chemicals that are contaminating water supplies across the country, rules that were set in place by the Biden administration. PFAS chemicals are used in a host of consumer products and industrial applications and don't break down in the environment. Even low levels of PFAS chemicals are linked to cancers, autoimmune diseases, developmental defects, and more. Politico reports that the move is a victory for chemical manufacturers.
Can I move to Australia?
Like the company Chemours, which has been discharging PFAS chemicals directly into North Carolina's Cape Fear River for years. Meanwhile, a new analysis by Grist finds that since Donald Trump's inauguration, the EPA has all but stopped enforcing environmental laws against polluters.
Which part of environmental protection do you Trump folks now running the EPA not understand?
In politics, House Republicans' draft budget proposal effectively guts most of the clean energy incentives in former President Biden's historic climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans eliminate more than $500 billion in clean energy tax credits to pay for massive tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. The cuts include incentives that had triggered a clean energy manufacturing boom across the country. But no cuts to the fossil fuel industry's billions in annual taxpayer subsidies.
Go figure.
Environmental groups warn that the GOP budget proposal will pave the way for more oil and gas extraction on the public's lands and increase planet warming emissions that drive dangerous man-made climate change.
Emphasis on pave.
Americans are already grappling with accelerating climate impacts. In Texas, forecasters say a dangerous, unusually early extreme heat wave this week is a prelude to what's expected to be an abnormally hot summer nationwide.
Yay!
A new study finds that the rate of global sea level rise is accelerating faster and faster, increasing the frequency of high tide flooding on the East Coast. And a recent NASA analysis found sea level rise was unexpectedly high last year. But states are fighting back.
Yay.
In a new round of lawsuits, 17 states have sued the Trump administration, charging it is unlawfully withholding billions of dollars already appropriated by Congress for building electric vehicle charging infrastructure projects across the country. In a different action, a coalition of 15 states sued the Trump administration over its declaration of an energy emergency, used to justify ordering agencies to illegally bypass required reviews of polluting fossil fuel projects. The states argue there is no emergency.
Energy emergency. Oh, please. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
But don't fool me. Don't you let it.